DW.
The lunchtime rush is on at the Sweet Asmara Cafe. Three elderly men are debating loudly over hot, sugary tea. At the next table, two young women indulge in treats from the sumptuous cake counter. The bar is done out in 1930s decor. From the gleaming coffee machine, the barista, Sarah, can quench your every caffeinated desire, dispensing cappuccinos, espressos, macchiatos.
Restaurants do it as a culture because the Italians do it the same thing before. That's why we use it until now.
Eritrea's former colonial rulers didn't just bequeath a fondness for strong coffee, chic bars and pasta. The architectural heritage of the Italians is visible all over town in Asmara.
Asmara, you see, is full of different styles of architecture built during the Italian colonial period. They never thought they live Eritrea, so they were building Rome or something like their own in very short time, in 14 years.
Art Deco, neoclassicism, Novecento, fascist modernism. Asmara has it all, explains Kepra Abzembele. He's an architect working for the Asmara Heritage Project. From 1935 to 1941, thousands of buildings were constructed in the city, most reflecting modernist styles and unique architectural ideas, such as petrol stations mimicking aeroplanes and boats, cinemas with fine period plasterwork, and government buildings with monumental designs. The town goes back more than 1,200 years. But the colonial building boom of the 30s has made Asmara truly unique. Dubbed Piccola Roma, Africa's Little Rome, the city is making a bid for UNESCO World Cultural Heritage status.
Asmara is the outstanding universal value. Asmara as a city, it has the values, that is the architecture, the urban context. We are very confident we are going to satisfy their requirement.
Enthuses Medhane Teklamariam. The project manager proudly presents long shelves packed with historical documents, architectural plans, colourful original sketches from the 30s and 40s, all perfectly preserved and carefully archived. Kepra Abzembele leads us through Asmara's wide palm-lined streets, open squares and narrow alleyways, the city's architectural treasures.
So this is one of the Art Deco examples internationally known. The name Cinema Impero is, you know, put in both sides and the decoration. Very simple, but it is one of the famous Art Deco buildings in the world.
Most of the orb-shaped white lamps in the sienna-coloured facade of the old cinema don't work. The plaster is crumbling in places. The walls around the entrance could use a lick of paint, but Eritrea has neither the money nor the expertise for proper renovation work.
For example, if you want to restore like cinema capitals, you need minimum 3 million euro. Teatro Asmara is 3 to 5 million euro, so it's not an easy money.
Medhane Teklamariam hopes that if Asmara is recognised as a World Heritage Site, UNESCO will help, and that culture-hungry foreign tourists will bring money to the country. But things might not be that simple.
Eritrea, they say this country is like North Korea. Eritrea, they put bad image. So how you can imagine a tourist from Europe to choose to come to Eritrea?
That was Solomon Abraha, manager of the Emba Soira Hotels and head of the Eritrean Tourist Board. Most Europeans associate Eritrea with a dictatorial regime, notorious prisons, poverty, human rights abuses, rather than cultural wonders. Asmara's huge Medabar market. Craftsmen hammer away, creating metal goods. Huge ovens and storage tanks are stacked ready for sale. Young women grind fresh, aromatic spices. In his dark little shop, Stefanos fits together the metal parts of beds and chairs. Asked about politics, he's wary and cautious. He won't say a word on the topic. But he's willing to talk business.
The situation in our country is hard. The economic crisis makes it very difficult, and it's hard to start a family. but I hope that better times will come.
He won't say if that means he plans to leave Eritrea, like thousands of other young men do these days. Maybe he has hope in the government's plans for moderate reforms. Among them is a program aimed at stopping emigration, explains government advisor Yemene Gebreab.
We're doing that by giving opportunities to our young people, whether it's education, vocational training, skills training, salaries, jobs, business opportunities, other things.
He adds that the national service will be reduced to 18 months and will also be better paid. The national service is loathed by Eritreans because it's currently not limited to military service, but also compromises hard work. It's badly paid and there's no clear time limit. Many say they've done 5, 10, or even up to 20 years of national service against their will. In addition to reforming the national service, it's hoped that last year's currency reform will boost the national budget. And then there are the hopes pinned on tourism.
We have safety. He can move by camel, by car, by land cruiser and walk in. And if there is people they interested about diving, we have sea. About the culture, we can have different culture, different people.
Says hotel manager Solomon Abraha. What the country doesn't have is a reliable water or power supply. International roaming is not working for foreign mobiles, and there are no local SIM cards to buy. Internet access is expensive and painfully slow.
So they look sophisticated, high standard tourists maybe in this time. Our supply is not. He can stay at night in open area. He don't want sophisticated bed and shower everything.
Architect Kebra Abtsembele too is convinced that the sights of Africa's Little Rome are worth a few minor discomforts.
I always admired Asmara's buildings before even I became an architect. Asmara is lucky. It's not disturbed. It is as it is 100 years. The harmony of the buildings. This is what is unique about Asmara.
This report was brought to you by DW.